It's the second full day of jury deliberations today in the sentencing phase of the trial of convicted Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev. To reach a decision about whether Tsarnaev should serve life in prison or receive the death penalty, jurors must complete a lengthy form about their judgments on 17 charges that carry the death penalty. To help us better understand the process for making this decision, we turn this morning to attorney Brad Bailey. He's a former state and federal prosecutor and a longtime criminal defense attorney. Good morning.
Good morning, Deb.
So we mentioned this lengthy form. It's actually a 24-page verdict form that the jury must complete. Now, some parts of it seem rather routine, whether the jury has concluded that Tsarnaev was 18 or older at the time of his crimes. And then they have to go through what are called aggravating and mitigating factors. And the jury is asked about what sentence it chooses for the 17 capital offenses. Can you explain this process a little bit?
Sure. So in order to adhere to constitutional safeguards since the death penalty was reinstated back in 1988, the jury has to be clear in certain findings. In order for the death penalty to be imposed, the prosecution must prove that on each of the 17 counts, Mr. Tsarnaev was 18 at the time the crimes were committed. They then must prove beyond a reasonable doubt, and the jury must agree unanimously, that one of four so-called gateway factors have been proven by the prosecution. And Deb, the next question has to do with what are called statutory aggravating factors. These two must be proved beyond a reasonable doubt, and the jury must be unanimous. Then there are some non-statutory aggravating factors that they have to consider. But skipping over to the next part, once they have done this analysis, they then move to what are called mitigating factors, factors which suggest the death penalty should not be imposed. And the defense need only show that these exist by a preponderance of evidence, so the standard is lesser. And then what happens at the end, Deb, is once this analysis has gone through, the jury must consider whether the aggravating factors proven beyond a reasonable doubt sufficiently outweigh these mitigating factors.
So essentially, the jury looks at aggravating factors. Were these crimes bad enough to get the death penalty? Then we look at the mitigating factors. Were there reasons why the defendant should not get the death penalty? And then we look at the two of those, and how do we determine whether one outweighs the other? If we have a unanimous vote on mitigating, does that outweigh aggravating, or does that not necessarily happen?
It's not a set formula. It simply comes down to this moral decision, whether there is a sufficient outweigh or more weight on the end of aggravating than on mitigating.
I know it's very difficult to read what a jury might be doing from the outside, but we do know that jurors yesterday asked the judge about aiding and abetting and clarifying intent. Anything we can glean from that as to how this process is going?
It's always very dangerous to handicap or read anything into notes. And sure, the fact that somebody was asking a question for clarification about aiding and abetting, which never even appears in these 24 pages, might suggest that at least somebody is focused on older brother Tamerlan's influence, but it may just be a matter of housekeeping. And certainly some of the other questions could well just have been, look, we're reviewing each of the sections here, and we just want to make sure we have it right before we really get into the process, because it's such a momentous decision. You just can't tell. What we can know, Deb, is for a jury that has had this so long, this group is going to be meticulous. They're going to take their time. I wouldn't be surprised, even if they have a determination today, Friday, that someone might say, hey, let's sleep on it over the weekend because this is so important.
All right. Brad Bailey, longtime criminal defense attorney and former state and federal prosecutor. He's speaking with us about jury deliberations in the Boston Marathon bombing trial. You can go to our website, WBUR.org, for more details about the deliberation process and to see a sample of the verdict form that the jury is using. Brad, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Deb.